This is Kate Harness with 307net Radio, and today I'm joined by Katie Giles from the TA Ranch and also Jennifer McCormick, organiser extraordinaire. You may know Jennifer from Longmire days. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking a moment with us. So, Katie, you have a brainchild, and that's called Johnson County Heritage Days, and it's a brand new event that's coming up on this very soon, this month, coming up Saturday, the 9th of September. Can you tell us about it? What is it?
Yeah, so this all falls in line with kind of our hope for our family's legacy. My grandfather has a huge passion for history, which is why he ended up buying the TA Ranch. And it's the idea that in Johnson County, we have a beautiful community where basically the past meets the present. And people today are living kind of the same legacies and the same stories that we did in 1883. And so what this event is specifically designed to do is showcase all of the different facets about Buffalo, Wyoming. Our history, the artisans, also the agricultural techniques that we've used from the beginning of time, to kind of give like an educational piece and then also an entertaining piece to the community and to the regional area.
Thank you. And so just remind us, the TA Ranch, a lot of us know the name or the place.
Yeah.
What exactly is it famous for here in Johnson County, for somebody who may not know?
Yeah, so the TA Ranch is the site of the Johnson County War. So this is basically where the open range and the cattle wars kind of came to this cumulative event where the Wyoming Stockers Association was fighting kind of a cowboy association here in Buffalo who were fighting basically laws or like injustice in the cattle community. And so in the barn, there was basically a 3-day shootout. And so this is what this kind of event stems off of, is the kind of the stories about the Johnson County War and Wyoming history in general.
So that makes it a great cradle to start to kind of move out and talk more generally about Johnson County heritage. So what do you have planned for the day?
So for the day, it's a day ticketing event, and it basically is where we're going to have different educational exhibits, where you get to come out and you get to learn about wood making, you get to learn about iron working, you get to see hot shoeing from farriers, all the way to like agriculture, where you get to milk a cow or milk a goat and then making it to cheese and butter. And the idea is just from all of the different types of things that could have happened in 1883, from like textile making, you know, how did they make their clothes? How did they live day to day? That's what people are going to experience. The second portion of this is it's also kind of a craft fair, where basically local artisans who are still practicing their crafts from like traditional skills and techniques get to showcase their work and then potentially sell their work. And then finally, we're going to have famous historians and authors who are going to give presentations about unique facets of Wyoming history that people might not have known about.
Great, thank you. And so it's a Johnson County day, but do all those people come from Johnson County, or are they Wyoming-based? How have you pulled everybody together?
I'm going to let Jennifer.
Mostly Johnson County, but we pulled a lot of people from different parts of Wyoming, and we've got Native American dancers coming from the Crow Reservation north of us. We have our local bass dancers who are going to be performing. We've got a food truck. We're going to have Kids Corner. It's going to be a really fun day. You're going to learn a lot, but it's also going to be a really fun day. You can bring your whole family to.
So you can come and you can spend the day and you can eat and drink and have a good time. And it sounds a bit like there's a sort of very much a living history type element. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a little more expanded, to include different aspects.
And the thing about our vendors, too, are that they have actual businesses in Buffalo, Wyoming. And the only reason why we pulled from different areas is because there's many talented people all throughout Wyoming who are using these traditional methods. So, like, tallow soap. I had no idea that there's a bison company that's making bison tallow soap. You know, but that's the only thing that doesn't exist in Buffalo. So we're basically trying to pull from local talent, our saddle makers, our leather toolers, our jewelry makers, just here locally so that way that tradition can continue. And even with our exhibits, you know, we have individuals who have their actual tools from their great-great-grandfather that they're going to show how did they put their homesteads together? How did they use those tools?
So not only are you encouraging people to come out and visit on the day, bring their families, have a fun day out and so on, and, you know, it's an easy drive out of Buffalo to to the TA Ranch. But are you looking? Are you still looking for people to participate, Jennifer? Or is this?
Oh yeah, we're always looking for vendors.
So I'll make sure then that there's some contact details attached to this post as well, and people can get hold of you. And this is the first year. Does the fact that you're calling it the first year, you're envisaging doing this more regularly on an annual basis?
Absolutely. We're making this an annual event. And I think I didn't understand how much enthusiasm there actually was going to be behind this type of event. And it just is organically happening, which I think Jennifer knows does not always happen.
No, that doesn't always happen.
Yeah. And I think once we talk about Wyoming as a living history, right? We are still living the same stories today as a lot of people did in 1883. There's this push for sustainability and like returning to the homestead and finding freedom and knowledge. That's kind of the tone that I think people are really resonating with. And I think ultimately how we're going to end the day and finish the day off is a big barn dance and kind of like do a barn burning type of event where, you know, we can just dance the night away and celebrate our heritage. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great day. How do people find out more?
So we have a website, and we can attach those details. And then we've got flyers, but basically it's going to our Eventbrite and purchasing a ticket through Eventbrite. You can purchase tickets same day, and basically it's through that website.
And so how much are tickets?
$15 per adult.
Mm-hmm. And then it's half price for kids.
Kids 12 and under are free, and there's a senior and veteran discount. That's $10 per ticket.
And so you're encouraging everybody to come out, you know, come and take a look.
Yes.
Come and think about how you could be part of it again next year.
Absolutely.
Is September a good time to have this?
It's actually perfect. So that September 9th, that second week of September date is like that perfect interim period. And the other thing too is how I envisioned the event, and this is me, right? This is my passion, is we wanted to create some kind of like tourism push at kind of like in an off-shoulder season. So the idea is that we want people to come kind of in a month where people normally don't visit and come make this a destination and see our heritage. And so that's the other idea.
So why not have it in July and August when we know that we've already got a steady stream of tourists?
Well, I think, first of all, the number one thing is that this needs to remain authentic. This is about, there needs to be a passion pursuit, right, to the people who come and visit. Sometimes, like in June and July, we get an interim of people where maybe that's not at the forethought of their minds. It would be something fun. We want to keep this, it's not to ourselves, but we want it to be undisturbed. Like the whole, like, you know, like if you look at Pinedale Rendezvous, that's in the woodworks. You have to have people who are extremely passionate about history to come out to that event. This is supposed to be something that's really niche, that's, you know, for our community, celebrates our community, and then the right people with the right intentions are going to come and enjoy.
Okay. Exactly. Well, thank you. So I assume that there'll be some social media coverage on this too. And,
yes, ma'am.
And so everybody keep an eye out, and maybe we can catch up afterwards and you can debrief us on how the day went and what can come next.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully no goats get out. Yeah.
Yeah. Roaming goats are never good.
No, yeah. No. Not roaming goats and crowds of people. And
yeah.
Okay. Well, Katie Giles, Jennifer McCormick, thank you very much indeed for taking a moment to bring Johnson County Heritage Days to our attention, and best of luck with your event.
Thank you.
Thank you.